What's up, everybody? We are back for another episode of the Most Prevailing Stories podcast. You may have noticed the episode is titled Episode 18, Part 1, and that's because we'll be returning for an exclusive budget-related Part 2 episode this Friday. Today, we're going to be following the same format as usual as we highlight the Foreign Child Learning Center. But first, we'll lead with some news and sports. Stay tuned for another great episode coming your way. Tomorrow, there will be another budget meeting at Parsons starting at 7 p.m. Discussion will continue from where they left off on Monday night's discussion. Members of the public are always welcome. Parent-teacher conferences are coming up this week. All students will have an early dismissal on Wednesday, March 29th, Thursday, March 30th, and then elementary students will get an early dismissal Friday, March 31st. Three of our MPS staff members have been recognized in the 2023 Outstanding Educators Awards by the Connecticut PTA. Congratulations to Christine Teresso from Live Oaks for being named Outstanding Elementary School Teacher, Elise DeAngelis from Orchard Hills for being named Outstanding Special Education Teacher, and to Claire Bogart from Meadowside for being named Outstanding Social Worker. There are 10 days to send in your submission for the Mayor's Youth Award. For more details on that, definitely go back and give episode 16 a listen. We cover that in full detail and provide all the information you need to know on that. Tonight will be our last concert being featured for Music in Our Schools Month as March begins to conclude. There will be a citywide band concert for students in grade 5 at Foreign High School. The show starts at 6:30 p.m. Music in Our Schools Month may be coming to an end, but our 2023 spring concert calendar has been released. You can find your school schedule on our district website. Finally, the annual Dash for Danny event is scheduled for Saturday, April 29th, and will take place at Foreign High School. This 3.1-mile walk or run commemorates the life of Danny Kemp, a former scholar athlete from Foreign who passed away from a rare form of brain cancer. Make sure to mark your calendars for April 29th and participate in one or both of the fundraisers leading up to the event. That's all we have for news today. Stick around for sports coming up next. The CIAC Class M Swimming Championships recently took place, and we saw some great results from some of our Milford swimmers. Foreign's Gerald Gutierrez and Jacob Collette had very strong outings in this meet. Gutierrez took 6th place in the 200-meter individual medley and went all-state by taking 3rd place in the 100-meter backstroke. Collette took 6th place in the 100-meter freestyle, breaking a 32-year school record. Foreign's John Allord was recently named as a recipient for the 2022-23 Cheerleading Merit Award. This award is presented by Connecticut Orthopedic Urgent Care. Jonathan Law's Grace Barrett has earned SEC Scholar Athlete honors for this winter. It's great to see our athletes staying active outside the classroom and inside the classroom as well, a true testament to the work ethic of a Milford Public Schools athlete. The SEC recently announced scholar leaders for each school in the conference. Congratulations to Foreign's Mallory Janik and Liam Young, as well as Jonathan Law's Caroline Doyle and John Nider. Nider was also recently named as an All-State athlete by the Connecticut High School Coaches Association. Finally, to conclude today's sports segment, Jonathan Law's Aislinn Burns was recently chosen for the CIAC's Serve Pro Student Athlete Spotlight. As a 3-sport varsity captain, Aislinn is also a member of the Sandy Hook Promise National Youth Advisory Board and has received SEC All-Academic honors multiple times for all 3 sports. That's all we have for sports. The spring teams are still pretty much in scrimmage mode. Of course, you can always check Foreign and Law's athletic calendar for upcoming dates. We're going to get into our feature story on Foreign's Child Learning Center coming up next. Stick around. Foreign's Child Learning Center is now accepting applications for this fall, and they're looking for people to enroll. This center also serves as a classroom for Foreign high school students enrolled in the child development courses at the school. It's open for Milford residents only from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. The fee is $30 a day and payable monthly. I was able to interview our supervisor of early childhood education, Therese McGuire, and the director of the Foreign Child Learning Center herself, Rachel Pangu. Let's take a listen. We know this program is developmentally consistent with play-based high-quality instruction. Can you explain that a little bit?
With play-based high-quality instruction, we are trying to build a student's agency so that they can be their own masters of their learning. So they're picking the center that they would like to play in. They're developing a plan based on that center. So for example, if we were studying the human body in blocks, I may make a play plan where I'd like to build a skeleton. Play-based learning experiences help a student be creative and fun. They learn how to problem solve. They learn how to become critical thinkers. And they also learn how to be resilient and to build their executive functioning skills. So they are practicing to become their own learners and practicing those skills that we know children need to become competent 21st century learners.
What does a typical day look like for kids in this program?
Sure. So when children arrive, they essentially arrive in a staggered way, where some children might arrive as early as 7. Because we do have some teachers' children in our program. So children at that time would cooperatively play in centers of their own choice. And we also intentionally put out materials that we know are meeting the specific needs or interests of children. Once we start the actual structured day, we start with a circle time, where again, we look at what are those concepts under the Connecticut Early Learning Development Standards. That's a great time, one, for students, our children, call them students, to work on their social and emotional skills, as well as meeting standards. And we set up a lot of structure through that. We look at question of the day and numeracy in terms of, really understanding how many of our friends are here and what day of the week it is. But during a circle time, there's so many different standards that we can touch upon, including the social and emotional learning. And then we have snack, and art is a very big part of our program. So we always engage in some sort of art activity each day. We have music. We have outdoor play every single day, almost every single day, weather permitting. After outdoor time, we come back in and we have yoga, which really helps to kind of center our friends after they've been outside. And then we go to a story, and then we have lunch, rest, and then we end the day again with some kind of small art activity. As well as choice time again, where they're cooperatively playing in centers until close.
Is there anything else you'd like to share about this program?
Yeah, I think our program is super unique in that it is a laboratory classroom, which means the high school students use the Learning Center as a tool for to support our program. So students are engaged in so many different aspects of our program. They start out just simply observing children next door. And when they observe, they're looking for guidance techniques being used, identifying different types of development. They're looking at how a teacher meets the individual needs of each child in that space. And then they slowly progress and become more active in the Learning Center. So typically the second program with us, they will engage more with the children in terms of designing their own activities that would meet the Connecticut Early Learning Development Standards. So they not only are engaged in the planning process, but also delivering a lesson and guiding children throughout that lesson, which is always a big component. And then finally, once they move through those two courses, students actually have the opportunity, one, to meet with classroom teacher, design lessons, and push in. And then finally, they actually report directly to the Learning Center and become essentially like a teacher's assistant, where they're taking over the roles and responsibilities that the teacher would have with the guidance of the Learning Center teachers at all times. So there's so much opportunity within our program. And as the student works through our program, they have a lot more responsibility and a lot more independence to work with the teachers and myself to then carry out their own lessons. But with that, they're developing relationships with the children, which acts as a phenomenal piece of our program, where you have young children that have, these high schoolers that are their mentors, their role models, and it's such an important part of our program. You also potentially have high schoolers that are coming back into Milford Public Schools once they're done. They go and study education. They follow this education pathway they started here, and they may end up back in Milford Public Schools. So it's really just such a great, starting point for so many of our students to say, is this what I want to do? And then really follow that and may come full circle. They may come back to Milford Public Schools.
That's all we have for today. Tune in Friday for part two of this episode where we discuss everything you need to know about the budget for the upcoming 2023-24 school year.